You're listening to SBS News.
Feeling fit and healthy on his 50th birthday, Eric Karapetian never imagined a potentially deadly cancer was growing in his body. After receiving a free bowel screening kit in the mail in March, he says something prompted him to do the test straight away.
I did the test, sent it out. Within a week, I would say, I got a letter saying that it was positive and that I have to go and see my GP. I was sent for a colonoscopy, you know, within a few days. And when I woke up out of the colonoscopy, that was probably one of the worst times of my life, because they wouldn't talk to me and then they said, you've got to bring your wife in.
Mr. Karapetian was told he had stage 2 bowel cancer and would need urgent surgery to remove the tumour.
Everybody, the surgeon, everybody said, like, if I had waited even a few months later, I probably would have been looking at a much more serious case. So I was basically probably caught on just in time.
Mr. Karapetian is now in remission and says he hopes his story will encourage others to get tested early. While bowel cancer screening is important for all people aged 50 to 74, Cancer Council Victoria has this week launched a new campaign targeting multicultural communities in southeast Melbourne. Priority Communities Manager at Cancer Council Victoria, Rana Ibrahimi, says less than half of people living in that region have taken the test.
So unfortunately, the health benefits of cancer screening are not realised by all Victorians. Participation rates reflect the inequities in Victorian society. Communities who are more likely to experience social disadvantage have lower participation in bowel screening programs.
Ms. Ibrahimi says the campaign includes a range of educational advertisements about bowel cancer screening in 7 different languages, including Punjabi, Vietnamese and Arabic.
The test is simple, hygienic, and can complete it. You can complete it in the comfort of your own home. It's totally free. Cancer screening is an important way to stay healthy for your family.
Cancer Australia, the federal government's peak health body, has found tests for colorectal, breast, and skin cancers have significantly decreased during the COVID-19 pandemic. A new report released on Monday evening showed there was a 55% decrease in colonoscopies between March and June. In the same period, there was a 37% drop in imaging procedures for the detection of breast cancer, and non-surgical treatments for skin cancers dropped 30%. Professor Dorothy Keefe is Cancer Australia's CEO.
I think what's happened is people were afraid to go to the doctor because they were afraid to catch COVID-19 everybody was told to stay at home, and that was perfectly reasonable. But also some of the services were probably not as readily available in the system as they had been previously because, again, of worry of transmission.
Professor Keefe says it's important people know that cancer doesn't wait, and neither should they.
Now, of course, we also understand that patients don't, you know, they're not doctors. They don't know how to diagnose their own diseases. So what we've done is we've developed an interactive body map that's up on our website, www.canceraustralia.gov.au, which is a map of the body, and you can press on any area of the body where you've got symptoms and see whether your symptoms might be associated with a cancer.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.